honky-tonk. I go down to the honky-tonk. I go down to the honky-tonk. I go down to the honky-tonk. I go down. I go down to the honky-tonk. In my hometown when I'm gone, nobody gonna name their babies after me. I might not go down in history, but I'll go down to the honky-tonk. I go down to the honky-tonk. I go down to the honky-tonk. I go down. I go down to the honky-tonk. Honky-tonk, I go down to the honky-tonk. I go down to the honky-tonk.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24-7.
City singers singing about how they can love deeper than the oceans, higher than the stars above. Well, I come from the country and I know I ain't seen it all, but I heard that ocean salty and the stars they sometimes fall, and that would not do justice to the way I feel for you. So I had to sing a song about all the things I knew. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. From the back roads to the Broadway shows with a million miles between, there's at least a million love songs that people love to sing, and everyone is different, and everyone's the same, and this is just another way of saying the same thing. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall. Snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song. A whippoorwill.
country legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
Stuck in traffic, going slow, nothing on the radio. I don't wanna be another chore to check off on your list. Things you gotta do and places that you gotta go. Myself in a cab and be back.
funny you should ask, Alan.
I'd say, pull me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. Pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
He don't care.
I don't care.
It's 5:00 somewhere.
What time zone am I on? What country am I in?
It doesn't matter. It's 5:00 somewhere.
It's always on 5 in Margaritaville, come to think of it.
Yeah, I heard that.
You've been there, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
I've seen your boat there.
I've been to Margaritaville a few times.
All right. Well, that's good.
Stumble my way back.
Okay. Well, we just want to make sure you can keep it between the navigational beacons.
Between the buoys. I got it.
All right. Well, it's 5:00. Let's go somewhere.
I'm ready. Crank it up.
Let's get out of here.
I'm gone.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Econ Electric, Home Furniture Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Love Inc., Morrison Tree Service, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, 8th Street Auto, and Paper City Savings. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
Now we're back here at Nakusa, Port Edwards State Bank Field, as the Papermakers lead it 22-6. We're just about ready for the start of quarter number three. Maybe Michael can run through a few of the highlight stats for us real quickly.
Real quickly, I'm going to do it as quick as I can here, Randy. 193 total yards in that first half for Rippon. Eric Cumber, 11 for 102, and the 66-yard score, the big run of the game for the Tigers is Vincent Mink. He was 5 of 5 carries for 8 yards. Their quarterback, that young man, he's 6 for 9 with 2 interceptions and 83 yards. Dylan Martina and Declan Dudzinski both have 3 receptions in the game. They have 7 first downs, no penalties, no fumbles either. Nakusa, they're doing just a little bit better. 21 carries, 194 yards. Nash Kretschmar, 11 carries, 96 yards. Ethan Hoogstager, Owen Hoogstager, 4 carries for 34 yards to lead the way. Kretschmar is 2 for 2 through the air, and including a 28-yard touchdown, whereas Justin Thielen, he has 4 carries, 49 yards, and he's got 2 touchdowns of 3 and 1 yards. Nakusa has 8 first downs, no penalties. They have 1 fumble, which they did recover back as we are ready to start the second half.
So Bertling will put foot to ball. It's an end-over-end kick on the far hash, caught there by Vincent Mink. He comes towards the middle of the field, the 25-30. 35, no, back at the 31, they say the knee touchdown. So from there it will be first and 10. For Rippon, of course, the Papermakers with 4 possessions, and they turn it into 3 touchdowns. Rippon had 3 drives, 2 of them ending with INTs in the end zone, or we'd have a whole different ballgame going
on. Oh, yeah,
right now.
We have a neck-and-neck game going on there, but just good defensive play. They're getting to the quarterback. They're making the good reads on the passes. They're doing a good job.
So Hansen will turn, and he will hand it off. Going around the left side is Mr. Cumber, who already has that big 66-yard run, and he takes it across the 35 out to the 38-yard line for a gain of 7 on that carry. It'll bring up second down, and they'll mark it at the 38. So it'll be a second down and 3 yards to go for the Rippon Tigers, home of the Rippon Good Cookies and Speed Queen Washers.
Oh, yeah. Birthplace of the Republican Party, too.
Yes,
can't forget
true.
That.
That's right. Way back in, gosh, just before I was born in the 1800s, I think.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, yeah. So from the 38-yard line of Rippon, they'll take and they'll give it to Cumber once again as he gets to the 40-yard line.
Short.
Looked like he was going to get it easily, and all of a sudden he got his feet chopped out from underneath him, and it'll bring up a third down and one now to go for Ripon at the 40-yard line of the Tigers. Just underway here in half number two. Papermakers on top, 22-6. They led it 6-0 after quarter number one, increased the lead to 14-0 at the 6:56 mark of the second quarter. Didn't take long with that 66-yard run by Mr. Cumber to cut the lead to 14-6, but then the Papermakers had a touchdown pass of their own and are able to extend the lead to 22-6. Here's a handoff up the middle, and that's going to be enough for a first down, as that time Hansen just turns around and gives the handoff to Cumber, and he gets it to the market at the 42-yard line. So he needed one, he got two. It'll be first and 10 for the Tigers.
Big thank you to all our sponsors tonight, and big thank you to all our listeners. Really appreciate every single last one of you.
That's for sure. Couldn't do it without you.
And Seth, of course, back at the studio. Can't forget Seth.
Seth always does a great job. That's just a given, isn't it?
Yeah, that's just law.
Thanks, Seth. Cumber again, left side, as he works his way maybe to the line of scrimmage. He got banged pretty good that time. They might mark it like the length of the football head, but we're going to say no gain whatsoever. It is about the length of the football further up than it was. Second down and 10 yards to go at the 42-yard line plus 6 inches.
Yeah, quick update. Halftime scores, Auburndale is beating Assumption 35-0, and New Richmond over Wisconsin Rapids 28-0.
So one with a running clock and one getting close to
Pert near.
Second down, 10 yards to go. Three-step drop over the middle. Got it again to the 48-yard line. That's a gain of 6 on that reception.
Martina on the catch.
You know, that has been very successful. I don't know if that play has been stopped all night. I'm kind of surprised they haven't run it more.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Just a quick little soft hitter right in the middle. You get half what you need. I mean, this is a third and four, a very manageable situation. I don't think they're going to throw, but you just never know.
Quarter of the way through third quarter of action here.
Quarter through the quarter.
Like it.
That's all right.
22-6. Split out wide outs left and right. Man in the slot, one behind quarterback Hansen. They
Hansen's
fake
it
to Hansen. He's going to keep it, come around the 50, 45, 40. Dancing outside to the 35-yard line, and they're going to mark him down right there at the 34-yard line. So he ends up gaining 18 on that carry, and it's a first and 10 now for the, you know, the Tigers have been able to move the football. They've just been kind of shooting themselves in the foot, and great defensive plays by Nakusa.
Yeah, I mean, you could say that the Nakusa's catching the Tigers by the tail.
You could.
You could. I don't know if he should, but we could.
There's an old song like that, right? I got a tiger by the tail.
Yeah.
Was it Porter Wagoner?
It could be.
Somebody like that.
I know he put the tiger in the tank.
Back to throw, under throwing, had a man crossing, and the intended receiver that time was hoping that he would get a flag that time, Martina. He turned around and held up his arms like as if he was being interfered with, but there is no flag, so it'll be second and 10 from the 34 of Nakusa.
Not being critical of Nathan Hansen, but that was just a poor throw. He let him in too low.
He had a man actually another 10 yards downfield that was more open yet, and I thought that's who he was throwing it to when I saw it was that low, but the cutter was the man who felt like he was getting held, Martina.
Yep.
So splitting out wide to the left now is Dudzinski, as Hansen stands at his own, or at Nakusa's 38-yard line. Got some pressure, and that's going to be incomplete.
Home.
Yeah, a lot of pressure that time coming up the middle, and Mr. Hansen on his backside laying at the 45-yard line. So incomplete pass once again, and it'll be a third down and 10 for the Tigers.
And this is, if let's just say they don't get it on this play, let's just say for argument's sake.
Hypothetically.
Yes. They're almost in four down territory. I don't know how good their kicking game is, and they faked a punt earlier and resulted in a second interception in the end zone. But they could conceivably try to fake it again. or they can try to pooch it and really nail Nakusa deep, but we've seen that doesn't work either.
Let's see what Hansen does here in third down. He's looking for a fly pattern, and he overshoots the intended receiver. Had him at the 20-yard line, but wasn't able to hook up with him, and now we're going to find out what that decision is going to be, as that pass was intended downfield for Dudzinski. And this is, I don't know if it's Logan's brother or not, but this was Braden Dudzinski that they tried to get it to.
Yep.
So it'll be fourth down and 10 yards to go from Nakusa's 34-yard line. And see what they do. You know, I was thinking about when you said, will they try to pin them deep? They tried that once, and the paper maker
went
97
yards.
That's where
I said that didn't work either, you know. In the words of Mark Knopfler, that ain't working.
That ain't working.
But that's the way you do it.
Fourth and 10.
Pass.
Looking
and he's
down.
Getting hit.
Oh, he got hit.
Is that a fumble?
Ball comes out. It's going to be Nakusa ball either way, and they do jump on top of it and recovering it if it was considered a fumble.
Yes, it was. That's where they're spotting it.
Andrew Wenzel.
I think they're good talk about it.
That'd be a difference of 2 yards only, because either the ball would have been over on downs at the 34 or it'll be a fumble and they get it at the 37. I think that's what they're going to do. Like you said, Michael, they're going to call it a fumble.
That's opportunistic defense. Defense stands again.
So what now? Four possessions, 3 turnovers on those 4 possessions for Ripon.
Yeah. They're definitely not having a Ripon good time.
No, they surely are not. Like the Ripon good cookies, right?
Oh, you're talking to a fat man about cookies. Come on.
And here's Nash coming up 45-40. 35. 30. One man to beat, and he brings him down at the 23-yard line. As that tackle was made for a Ripon by Carter Kissinger. And the ball will be spotted at the 24-yard line.
39 so. Yards.
And the paper makers really quickly, as they've been doing all night, heading down the field.
Was that right, 39 yards?
They're at the 23. First and 10 now for Nakusa. Now a flag movement.
Illegal shift. Yep. First penalty of the game for Nakusa. Very clean game tonight.
Yeah, it has. I was kind of thinking that at the end of the first half. When I saw one, I saw John Russell go over and talk to one of the officials. And I was kind of thinking, boy, sure kind of nice to see a game where the flags are not flying and the clock keeps rolling and the kids are being allowed to determine things here. So that penalty will move it back 5 yards. It'll be first and 15 now from the 28-yard line. And Nash fakes it to the left, goes to the right instead, bounces off one tackle but not another. They'll mark him at the 26. And they said that ball was back at the 29-yard line, so a gain of 3 on the play. It'll be second down and 12 yards to go now. The ball at the 26.
13 carries, 138 yards for Nash Kretschmar. He's eating up the yards, and Thielen's put the ball in the end zone there. That's outstanding teamwork there for Nakusa.
Halfway through now, quarter number 3. No score, as this is the first possession of the second half. No score in the second half. Nakusa leading at 22-6. Again, they shift both to the left-hand side. Shotgun formation, and I think almost in jumping offside. No flag flies. And
evidently.
They hand it off up the left side of the hash marks. And Thielen gets it up to the 22-yard line. So got 4 yards. It'll be third down and 8. The nose tackle jumped, but he evidently did not get into the neutral zone. So it'll bring up a third down for Nakusa, 5:30 and counting in the third quarter.
It was definitely the danger zone because that was close.
Right into the danger zone.
There's Kenny Loggins when we need him. Maybe we don't need him.
I don't think
he wants us.
I'm all right. Here's Nash off the right side. Room 15, cut it back 10, down to the 5, still grinding, and gets it to the 3-yard line for a pickup of 19 yards. And it's first and goal to goal for Nakusa.
Ball was on the 22, and he just kept weaving his way, making all the way down. So 20-yard game.
That ball resting maybe a little closer to the 2-yard line than the 3. So give him 20. Why not, right?
I'm feeling generous.
Sure. Nash pretty fired up. He's like, senior night, I want this one, baby. Being the senior that he is, goes back in shotgun formation. He'll take, he'll keep, he'll go off the left side. He works his way.
Touchdown!
Touchdown, Nakusa! And the lead now climbs to 28-6 with 4:43 to go here in quarter number 3. As Nash Kretschmar takes it in for the touchdown. And let's see what Nakusa does here on the point after try. Looks like they're going to.
They've primarily gone for two all year. They do have a kicker with Joseph Bertling, but there's just been sometimes some questions on the blocking of the lines on those situations. And that's coaches telling me that exactly. So it's not my inference there.
You know what? Every time they give it to Owen Hugestager for the two-point conversion, he walks it in and he does it again off the right side. And with 4:43 to go in quarter number 3, Nakusa extends its lead to 30-6. As we'll take a minute timeout, you're listening to Papermaker Football, WIRI.
Is there a tree in your way? Does it look like it could fall at any moment? Don't wait for the next storm to hit. Call Morrison Tree Service today, 715-315-8686. Don't let a tree hold you back. Schedule today and grind that stump for free.
Sometimes we all need a helping hand. We are Love, Inc. We bring together the community of faith and our Wisconsin Rapids neighbors that need a helping hand. Need a hand up? Call us at 424-5683.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the back seat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bertling has it teed up at the 40-yard line as he's just getting set to kick it off for Nakusa, who would now lead it 30-6 with 4:43 to go in quarter number 3 as he sends it end
nice
over
kick.
End. That'll land at the 19-yard line. Bounces down to the 11 where it is picked up back there up the middle, 20, 25, 30, 31, 32.
Won't get loose?
Nope, they're going to say he came down first. Knee was down at the 32-yard line of Rippon, where it'll be first and 10. And the Papermakers' last drive was 5 plays, 63 yards. And the 2-point conversion by Mr. Hugestaker makes it 30-6 Nakusa. And I'll tell you what, like I said, I was watching a little video of Rippon. They looked pretty tough last week against Mauston, but Papermakers, even a little bit shorthanded here tonight, looking pretty
powerful.
They
don't look like it.
No, they sure don't.
Now that's senior leadership right there. They want this game. And they want to stay in the race that if something weird happens, Berlin drops a game. They want to be in a position to where they can split the conference and go from there.
Back to pass. There's the pass over the middle. Once again, that is caught there. And the reception is made by Martina. And he's got it up to the 39-yard line for a gain of 7 on the pass play.
Different quarterback on that attempt. That was Jackson Nelson.
He has done a little QBing for them. He is a freshman by trade. And it'll be second down and 3 yards to go for Rippon.
Freshman by trade. I'm just kind of curious. I mean, what kind of yearly earnings do you get if that's the trade you're in?
Well, normally he's just a student. But
okay. All right.
On Friday nights he plays a little QB for him.
All right. No, this is a legitimate question.
There's a run straight up the middle, and that's going to be just enough to get past the stick to the 43-yard line. And they'll say 4 yards, move the chains, first and 10 for the Tigers. They have been able to move the ball tonight. We've said that several times.
Oh, yeah.
The problem is that on their 4 possessions, they turned it over 3 times.
Yeah, you got to hold on to the ball. And that's well, no kidding, Mike, stating the obvious, but that's – they've had great drives. It's kind of like watching Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln. You get good drives, but you just can't finish.
Twice picked in the end zone.
Yeah.
Once fourth down hit when he was passing it, causing the fumble. So
and there is wide receiver wide open on that, too.
So 3:18 to go. Clock continues to run. Man in motion from the top to the bottom of the screen.
And
that time the Declan Dudzinski, who was on the bottom of the screen, he was trying to get his wide receiver on the other side of the screen to move forward. And he was almost like too concerned about him that he ended up moving early himself. And so with the penalty, they'll move it back to the 38-yard line. And it'll be first and 15 yards to go now.
And there's a timeout called by Rippon.
So we've got Badger playing this week as they head over to take on the Scarlet Knights of Rutgers. I think probably the rest of the way it looks like the Badgers may be underdogs.
Yeah, I was looking at that today on the old schedule machine there. And I'll tell you what, as I saw my best Hank Hill impression, tell you what, from King of the Hill, of course, Wisconsin, that bowl streak might be in jeopardy.
Yeah.
It might be in peril. And it's not, I don't think it's that the Badgers are that bad. I think it's just how good the rest of the Big Ten is. And then, of course, you bring in USC and Oregon.
UCLA.
UCLA, yep, that's right. That's just, man, the SEC is tough. I'm never going to take anything away from them. But maybe it's because I live up here, but I think the Big Ten's tougher.
But, hey, when a Vanderbilt can beat Alabama. And Alabama never led in that game.
Yeah, that's for true.
Goodness. And that game they had with Georgia the week before.
Ooh.
I don't know if it took something out of them or they just simply overlooked Vanderbilt. But
I think there's some overlooking.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. Now another
one. And another one. And
somebody moving a little bit soon again. No signal as of yet. Just came from the head linesman, so that makes you think somebody moved early, and they did.
Yep. No penalties to the first half, but back-to-back plays. They go back 5 yards each.
It's our own fault, of course. We mentioned it.
Yep.
Well, they'll reset the clock and rolls to the 3-minute mark of quarter number three, 30-6, Nakusa. So three's wild on the scoreboard and on the field. Breaking the huddle, sending two wideouts to the top of the screen are the Cincinnati Bengals. Well, at least that's their helmet. Rippon Tigers. Back in the shotgun, looking downfield. And now scrambling out of there is Jackson Nelson, who is the backup quarterback. And now they're going to call a late flag as going down to the ground was Dylan Martina, and he got thrown down there. And I think that penalty might go against Eli Anderson because he's kind of pounding his head for doing it. And that time Martina, when he went down, he looked at the back judge, and the back judge looked at him and said, okay, I'll throw the flag.
Yeah, you got to be smarter than that. He's a smart young man. I've had several conversations with him over the years, but that was a dumb play. It really was.
So the 15-yard penalty will move it up to midfield, and it'll be first down.
I do not believe so.
Second down and three. So they had to get
manageable
20 yards.
Pass.
Back throws it, and it is almost knocked down, but bounce it off the hands of the intended receiver at the 41-yard line. And it'll bring up a third down and three from the midfield stripe.
I wonder what happened with Hanson. I didn't see anything.
You know, Nelson does play a little QB for him, so maybe they're just giving him a little work being a freshman. Down 30-6. Why
okay.
not, right?
Yeah, okay, I get you.
So we see what they do here on third and three now. Well, motion a man from the right side to the left. Wideouts left and right. Here's a handoff off the left-hand side. And I think they're going to stop him at the Nakusa 49-yard line after a gain of just the one. And now it is fourth and two as Lochner, the tackle for the Papermakers. If we get a timeout here, I'd like to run through all those seniors. There's 13 of them for Nakusa. It'd be nice to mention them by name. So.
Oh, for sure, man.
Problem being, we'd have to actually remember between now and then. It's easier for you.
Man.
That's why I mentioned it to you.
You have any idea how many different files are running open on this computer screen?
My computer screen shut down long ago.
that's a good point.
Wide out to the bottom of the screen. One in the slot on the bottom as well. Shotgun formation takes. And he's going to hand it off. And, oh, my goodness. He turned, and there was nobody to hand it off to. And saying thank you very much for Nakusa was Logan Spice, a 5'8", 155-pound, guess what, senior.
And the senior goes and nails him back at the 45-yard line.
12 left to go.
Right? Turnover on downs, and the Papermakers will start off first and 10 from the ripping 45-yard line. My goodness, when he turned around and that running back wasn't there, all of a sudden he just got whacked that time. And the Papermakers with that 36 lead now with a chance to
really put it away.
Yeah,
here.
There's a handoff off the left-hand side, just plowing his way ahead.
You'll get it.
Jordan Posh, was that on the carry?
No, that was Hoogestager.
That's right, that's Hoogestager. Thank you.
Hey, now you're down to 11 seniors.
Well, next thing you know, now if I say Nash, we're down to...
No, now you're 10.
Wow. 1:11 to go on the third quarter clock. As a pickup of three on that, second down and 7 from the 42-yard line. And they'll hand
inside
it off.
Side counter.
Yep, and that's going to be good for about, I'd say they get it to the 35, just short of the 35. They're going to mark it just shy of the 35.
Six.
So going to only have to give him 6 because he needed 7, so it'll be third down and 1. But it was just about what they needed, so
Pertnier.
We're going to say the 35-yard line, even though it's not. So 35 seconds to go, ball about the 35 of Ripon, and it's 30-6, Nakusa on top.
Got to be feeling pretty good if you're a paper maker.
Mm-hmm. Kretschmar back in shotgun formation. Takes and turns.
Got it.
That's Thielen. He's got the 30, the 25.
Oh, man!
Tackle. He's going to go to the house. What a run that time was made by Justin for the touchdown. He just simply broke a tackle.
He dump trucked a man
right at the 20-yard line, and from there,
get
he went untouched. Wow. Another senior we don't have to mention.
I mean, he was dead to rights, sir. He was pulling him down by the front of the jersey, doing a great job, and he didn't shove his head down. He just put his head down. The defender slipped off, and he just ran him right on over to the make his third house call of the night.
So the Papermakers will go for 2 one more time, and they will take up the middle. Do they get in? Yes, they do. The two-point conversion is good. And with 15 ticks to go in quarter number 3, the scoreboard now reads Nakusa 38 and Ripon 6. We'll be back in 1 minute.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Watch out!
You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Jacob Bertling, foot to ball. Again, far side hash mark. It's caught at the 20-yard line, 25. Oh, he's got some running room, 30, 35, near the 40-yard line where he is finally brought down. Good return that time for the Tigers with 9 ticks to go here in quarter number 3. So Ripon basically one score away now from finding a running clock taking place. As Budzinski on the turn for return for Ripon.
On the 40-yard line, 9 seconds to go. Yeah, this one's starting to get a little out of hand. And is that bumper music? Nobody's going to break my stride. Nobody's going to slow me down. No one's breaking the Papermaker stride or slowing them down. Is that 38-6 lead? That's looking pretty darn good right about now.
Once again, the youngster at quarterback, and there is going to be... Oh, he breaks a tackle. He should have lost 3 yards, but...
He got one.
He's able to get it to the 41-yard line, and that'll bring us to the end of quarter number 3, where the Papermakers find themselves ahead by 32 points, 38-6. We'll bring quarter number four your way right after these timeouts.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can go on without interruption. For a limited time, purchase a qualifying Generac generator and receive a free 7-year warranty. That's a $735 value. Generac is here to protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Power up today with Econ Electric on Highway 54 in Wisconsin Rapids. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Set for quarter number four here as the referee checks things up and down the line. They've got the freshman, Jackson Nelson, running things here about the last five, six plays for the Ripon Tigers. Coming to this game with a record of 1-6 overall. Picked up their first W last week against Mauston. Papermakers, of course, their only lone loss was to number one in the conference, Berlin. Back to throw. Going to let it fly downfield. Got him at the 40-yard line. Did he hang on to it? Nope. No. Falling out of bounds and couldn't quite receive it that time for the Tigers was Martina. And it'll bring up a third down and 9 from the 41-yard line. Their own.
Nelson got walloped on that play, too. He got walloped right from the blind side.
Papermaker is really doing a good job of putting pressure on the quarterbacks today.
Yeah, doing a great job bringing pressure from the corners.
Third down and 9. Clock does stop on the incomplete pass. Wideouts left and right. Man in the slot on the right. And a back behind Mr. Nelson, who throws it over the middle. Ball is tipped up in the air and almost intercepted at midfield, but falling shy of the would-be interceptor that time.
Darian Boswell, and he's probably halfway to Big Flats by now, because I think he would have had a full head of steam and G-O-N-E gone.
Let's see what the Tigers decide to do here. One win on the year, you're down 38-6, and I think that's what they're going to do.
You got to punt here, because otherwise you're delivering your own dagger on that one, honestly, Randy.
So he stands back at his own 30-yard line, and the snap is good. The punt is away, and it's a dandy coming down at the 30-yard line. And brought down immediately as Kretschmar at the 30-yard line. So Nakusa will take over at their own 30-yard line. Only run off 17 seconds thus far here. 18 seconds in the quarter. And Nakusa will start at the 30-yard line. Again, Badger hockey for you this weekend as they are taking on Lindenwood, playing host to them. Got Badger football for you tomorrow starting at 9 in the morning as they will be heading to the East Coast to take on the Scarlet Knights of Rutgers. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Papermakers with possession and the big lead. They'll hand it off the right side, and Hugesteger will take it up to the 35-yard line.
Should be a fiver.
Second and 5. Clock rolling. Any updates on some of the local
late fourth quarter, 48-0 New Richmond over Rapids, and 49-0 late fourth quarter Auburndale over Assumption. Tough day in the city of Wisconsin Rapids for football. But against two very good opponents, though, exactly. Top-ranked teams.
There's a handoff off the left side, then cut it back to the middle, 42-yard line. A little quick hitter that time for 7. And the first down for Mr. Hugesteger.
And then there's going to be a personal foul, that late hit after the play on Sportsman, like one of the two. You just wouldn't let him up and stood over him. I think it wasn't the fact of not letting him up. I think it was the fact of standing over him and saying something.
So they'll go into Ripon territory as they'll mark it at the 43-yard line.
So we got the first down on the run, and then they added that after the play.
How did that Port Edwards game go that you spent some time at today?
Oh, boy. That was a tough one. It was very disjointed, but Port Edwards got the job done. I think it was 47-12. As the curfew whistle sounds here in the town of Nacoosa.
It's past my bedtime.
Yeah, you got to get going, dude.
Here's a little inside counter going to the left side.
Fumble!
Dropping the football and...
I think he got it, but there's a flag down.
That was a carry by Damian Armstead. So the ball is at the 35-yard line. Now let's sort through the penalty. So it was a carry for 7. And I think they're going to mark it backwards to the 46-yard line.
So 10-yard hold. So you give them the yardage.
Right.
And then you got to give a hold then.
So they'll end up losing 3 when all is said and done. It'll be 2nd and 13. So they get the carry, the fumble. I don't know, was he down before he fumbled it? Because it looks like they marked it off from where he was probably down. 2nd and 13.
Yeah, because there's no way he was down before he fumbled it.
Hoobastanger to the outside. 40. 35, 30. Can he outrun to the pylon? 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Nacoosa.
Yeah.
As Owen Hoobastanger goes 46 yards. And have our running clock.
Oh, boy. That was once he got that edge. Right when he got that edge, he was long gone.
You talk about afterburners. Wow. He just turned that edge, and he was seeing pylon touchdown. And the score now improves to 44-6 for all you Papermaker fans out there.
Man, that was a heck of a run.
Wasn't it nice?
That was nice.
He really impressed me with the speed that time, too.
Yeah. That's going to be the future of Nacoosa right there.
Yeah. It's always one advantage when you get other people get a chance to hit the field when you got injuries. Somebody else can step up and maybe
inside
take
counter.
Advantage. And there
Armstead.
There's Mr. Armstead. Damian Armstead on the two-point conversion. And with 10-11 to go, now we're going to have ourselves a running clock, a 40-point lead for Nacoosa at 46-6.
Time for college. Is your student eyeing up your current furniture look? Visit Home Furniture and Design and get yourself a new living room set. You've succeeded in sending them off to college. Reward yourself. Home Furniture and Design in Wisconsin Rapids and Plover.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
A running clock here as the kickoff will go from left to right, comes down and brought down at the 32-yard line where Ripon will take over. First and 10.
Yeah, it's getting a little out of control, Randy, but out of control in the way we like it.
Exactly. We have been fortunate to have Mr. Hahn let us come on over, and all of our sponsors allowing us to also make this trip over here. As Nelson will take from shotgun formation. Ball goes on the right side to Cumber, and he is going to make his way across the 35 to the 36-yard line. And maybe even the 37. They'll give him a gain of 5 on that carry. It'll be second down and 5. Always good to see Paul on.
I love visiting with Paul. He's going to tell you. He's going to tell you exactly what you need to know.
Always takes care of us. Doesn't
oh
he?
Yeah, he's always got a table set up. He's even run around giving us water.
Yeah.
Other than that 66-yard run, Cumbers had a pretty quiet night.
Back pass. Let it fly down the near sideline, and it's going to be caught at the 45-yard line of Nakusa. Nice reception made that time.
Declan.
By Declan Dudzinski again. And so 18 yards on the reception. First and 10. Nice throw that time by the freshman, Nelson. And again.
2 for 5 in the game for 25 yards.
About a third of the way here through quarter number 4 with that running clock.
And they will not lose that running clock even if Rippon scores.
Which is a wise thing.
He got hit as he threw.
Down and out, and he overshoots Mr. Cumber as he was on the down and out that time. And it'll be a second down and 10 now to go from the Papermakers' 45-yard line. Just thinking about last week's game and Parker Stellmacher, who had 142 yards rushing, obviously has not played here tonight.
Right. Wondering, hope the young man's all right.
Right. 7:25, clock rolls, shotgun formation. Jackson Nelson back to throw over the middle. Boy, they both jump up high, and that is caught out there by Dylan Martina. He's having a nice little ball
Heck
game.
Of a night for him, 5 yards.
Short gain, about 5 yards.
Looked like about 15, didn't it?
Yeah, well, I almost thought it was intercepted again.
Both men going up and battling for it, both about 4 feet off the ground, spinning around and...
I think they both had it at some point.
Jackson Nelson, the freshman, back into the huddle as he went to the sideline to get the play. Don't know if we had a chance to mention yet. Andrew Selgrad is the coach here for the Tigers. Standing at the 45-yard line, there's that little pass. We're double-teamed and pass is incomplete. Once again, trying to hook up with Martina.
Getting a little dangerous on that throw.
And fourth down and 5. And no doubt about the fact that from the Nakusa 40-yard line, the Tigers will go for it.
Yeah, you got it now.
46-6. Papermakers on top. Clock is rolling as we are just moments away from the 6-minute mark of the ball game. They'll send out wideouts left and right. Single back behind the quarterback, Jackson Nelson. Gets the snap. Flags fly. They stop the play. Somebody must have moved a little bit early.
Yeah.
Make a 4th and 10 back to the 45-yard line of Nakusa. Packers got the Cardinals coming to town this week.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be heading
over
there.
Oh, yeah. Me and the girlfriend are going.
Okay.
So going to have a good time. It's going to be a little cooler. So going to have to make sure she's bundled up properly. I'm not worried about it, but worried about her staying warm.
Yeah, it'll be no rain in the forecast, at least.
Well,
I've heard, or have they changed that a little bit?
I think they've changed that a little bit. There might be a little rain in the morning tailgating, but still, I've yet to lose a tailgate.
Back to throw on the 4th down, and it is caught. Let's see where
they're
getting the progress.
They gave it to him.
Looked like he was past the line to gain.
Declan Dudzinski.
You know, he needed 10, and they're going
They're giving it to him.
Yep. And it'll be a fresh set of downs at the 35-yard line. That's a nice throw by the freshman.
That was. That definitely was.
You just kind of hope for his sake that he turns out to be kind of like an Ash Kretschmar who spent his year now here, right?
Yeah, and it hasn't all been pretty for Nash. I've seen some. I've covered, reported on some of those games, and they were not pretty games. But tonight definitely was for him and the rest of the Papermakers.
Back to throw, a little down and out, overshoots the intended receiver, And the fall pass falls incomplete. That'll bring up a second down and 10 on the 35-yard line. I think I want to just start naming some seniors here while we
yeah,
get them home.
Yeah.
Jordan Pash for the Papermakers, Brandon Wintland, Nash Kretschmar, Braden Lochner, Justin Thielen, Logan Spice, Francisco Vega, Joseph Bertling, Jason Richardson, Andrew Wenzel, Logan Zeman, Mason Spice, and Damian Armstead. I think we got all 13 in there.
Think so.
There's a handoff. Cumber working his way across the 35, maybe still pushing forward.
Gain of three, I'm thinking.
Yeah, he's going to get. He ran about 8 yards from deep in the I formation. They'll put it to the 32. So you're right. He got himself 3 yards. Bertling in on the tackle for Nakusa. And it'll be a third down and 7 from the Nakusa 32. 3 minutes and 15 seconds on the running clock here in Nakusa. 46-6, Papermakers. Going to be a great ending to a senior night.
Yeah.
And off up the middle. A host of Papermakers will bring down the runner back after a gain of just a yard on that carry, and making it a fourth down and 6.
Wouldn't that technically be a shift of Papermakers? You know?
I think so.
That's pretty good.
Let's go with that.
All right.
Yeah, right now, you know, that's a big thing with 2:40 to go and you're winning by 40. Just everybody from both teams stay healthy.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
You just, yeah. It's like one of those things like, you know, just run soft, tackle
right.
soft.
I mean, Ripon's, they've got one game left.
Yep.
You got to try to end something positive. Nakusa, they've got a big one next week against the Dells Chiefs.
Mm-hmm. Dell's got himself not a bad ball club this year either. Here's a long pass. Flag flies, and it's intercepted at the 10-yard line. He caught it on his knees. The interception was made for the Papermakers by, I think that was Wintland. No.
Yeah, that was Wintland.
But there
we'll
is
see
a
what
flag.
The call is.
Yep. I think there's head linesman says that
ineligible man downfield, interception stands. So it's declined, end of drive.
Clock should be running. Not quite sure. Oh, they took a timeout. That'll stop the clock. So one tick under 2 minutes to go.
So that bad interception maybe doesn't stand? Okay, it does. The interception stands.
Yep.
So, but now they're taking a timeout to try to get things sorted out here.
So they aren't moving the chains yet, but that should be at the 10-yard line of Nakusa, where it should be a first and 10.
Wentland, he is number 8 out there. Good for him.
There go the chain gang.
3 interceptions on the night for the Nakusa defense and a recovered fumble. I should have started them on my fantasy team.
Hey, 4 takeaways.
I like it, man.
Yeah, yeah, they played a good defensive ball game tonight. They let Ripon move it up and down the field, but when push came to shove, only gave up that one touchdown. And the offense, very effective as well. A lot of yards as well.
I don't know if it was a matter of them letting Ripon do it. I think Ripon earned it.
True.
I know what you mean, though.
True. So first and 10 as we're getting set to come out of the timeout. And I think the Papermakers might be bringing in Eli Anderson. Is he going to QB it for him here, the junior?
I think so. Should. Yep, that's what we got.
See what they do here in the last couple of plays of the ball game. Just take and turn and trying to work it up the middle, and that's going to gain a yard or two. And the carry was
Fletcher Brock.
Yep, junior, 5'8", 155 pounds. Give him a carry of a yard out to the 11. Second down and a 9. And now basically you just got to try to run out a buck 35.
Yep.
Without having to punt.
Right. Well, I don't think Ripon's really going to be calling timeouts here.
Right. So milk that clock down every time before you take a snap. No count started yet, and they will snap it. And a little bit
sweep.
Of a counter to the outside, and that's going to be a loss of a yard. And I think that time the
Vizgar.
Okay.
Brandon Vizgar.
So one, so it goes back down to third down and 10, and 60 ticks to go. Coming into the ball game is Carson Ledger, a 5'10", 165-pound freshman on the offensive line. Yeah, nice, successful senior right here. Now they look back at the